Are we ready?
The floor is yours, Dr. Khan.
Okay, I was going to say the opportunity to speak and then be followed by Kim Williams means I should probably just sit down and let Kim do 4 hours, but everybody's in for a real treat to couple two cardiologists that actually care about your breakfast, lunch, and dinner and the science. I've heard Dr. Williams speak. It is really a treat. I think we're not going to have an identical talk. And in fact, the title I was assigned, which I'm excited about, which is Top Secrets from a Preventive Heart Doc. Now, I don't run a cardiology division like Dr. Williams. I have in suburban Detroit a very, very vibrant 100% preventive practice, mostly cardiology, occasionally wanders outside to general health and anti-aging. And it's busy. There's a lot of people that are just tired of quick visits and expensive and sometimes toxic medications, looking for alternatives. And sometimes you have them, sometimes you're stuck in the pharmaceutical world. But these are indeed some secrets that everybody should take notes, everybody should write down. I tried to make it crystal clear for those of you that are watching now or in the future. And I'm always excited to talk about prevention. You know, you just think about it for a minute and then I'll dive right in. I mean, to have a heart attack, not even my opinion, in 1955, I didn't put this slide in, the chief of cardiology at Harvard, Paul Dudley White, MD, man, that guy was a worldwide renowned figure. President Eisenhower's personal cardiologist says, a heart attack after age 80 was God's will. A heart attack before age 80 was a failure. And if that was what we understood in 1955, and we've come all these years and people still have heart attacks and die with no previous warning, this is an important talk. And it is an important talk. And there we go. So secret number one, this is a fascinating slide. Heart disease is still number one. That's a secret. Why is it a secret? Well, if you go way over to the left side of the slide, this is 2016, and the only difference would be that virus disease called COVID-19. But what actually causes death in the United States? Number one is the blue box. It says heart disease. Number two is the cancer box in kind of yellow maize. I'm in Ann Arbor. That's maize in blue right there. Number two causes of death. And you can go on down. But go to the next column. That is, what are people searching for on social media to learn about health issues that could kill them? Heart disease is that little tiny slice at the top. 2% of all Google searches are to learn about heart disease. People are scared of dying of cancer. They're more scared of terrorism than heart disease. They're more interested in learning about suicide and road accidents and heart disease. They're all important, but what happened to heart disease? And then wonder why, if you go to the two right columns, one is a evaluation of the New York Times, and one is an evaluation of the major newspaper in London, The Guardian. 2% of news reports are on heart disease. Look at terrorism, look at homicide, look at suicide. People learn from what they see on TV and newspapers and certain web outlets. It's not about the fact that this is still in 2021, 103 years in a row, the number one cause of death in the United States has been heart disease, 103 years in a row. And if I can get my advancer up, so I'm sorry, I apologize. Even last year, according to the Center of Disease Control, Center of Disease that came out just about 2 weeks ago, number one cause of death, even with COVID in our lives, is still heart disease. About 100,000 deaths greater than all cancer disease combined, and about double the horrible burden of COVID-19. But you know, how much conversation have you heard in the last 12 months about, you know, warp speed heart disease prevention? It doesn't exist. So that's secret number one. Respect heart disease as a cause of illness that you have control over. Maybe more control than you have over contacting COVID-19 or not. Action step, focus on heart disease. This is not really a promotional. I was just looking for some picture to insert. That's a book I wrote 7 years ago and a second edition about 2 years ago. There's guides out there, and this talk is a guide how to avoid being a victim of the actual number one cause of death in the United States, heart disease. So focus on heart disease. Action step, write that down. I'm gonna find out detailed about my heart, but how do we do that? All right, secret number two, heart disease starts young, so you should start young too. Little bit blurry, but this is a fascinating slide you may have seen or may not. These are unfortunately American soldiers that died in Korean conflict, Vietnam conflict, and the Iraq conflict. And they are from hundreds to thousands of autopsies. It turns out there's been some progress. In the 1950s, there was nearly 80% chance that you're a 20-year-old soldier who dies in a bomb blast, which showed signs of plaque in your heart arteries. That dropped about 40 to 50% during Vietnam and a little under 20% about 20 years ago. Why? Because people smoke less. Hallelujah. Went from 50% to 15%. There are blood pressure pills. There are cholesterol pills that we didn't have 70 years ago. But are we really still doing the job? Of course we're not. We got lots to go. But the point is, if you're 20 years old and you got plaque, and you're 30 years old and you got more plaque, and 40 years old and you got more, start thinking about this disease at every age. But certainly the fact that you're young does not give you a pass on this to your 50 years old. By no means is that true. If you have genetic input, that's even worse. Secret number three, we know the majority of the reasons why people develop heart disease. If you look over in the green bars, that are estimates. Again, we just showed you the updated 20-year, not figures, but heart disease, cancer, stroke, lung disease are the leading causes of death then and now. But some really, really bright researchers at Yale and other places asked the question, what's the real root cause that heart disease and cancer are such big causes of death? And they found three things explained 85%. Three things explain 85% of deaths in the United States until COVID came along. Do you smoke? Is your diet rich in nutrients or poor? And are you physically active or inactive? I'm giving this lecture while I'm standing. I sort of wish I had a treadmill desk like Dr. Michael Greger, but you're not going to find me sitting much of the day, and you'll find me in the gym at other times of the day. And you'll certainly find brightly colored fruits and vegetables, whole foods, nutrient rich, much of it organic to maximize nutrients and decrease the toxicity. And you certainly aren't going to find too many cardiologists that are smoking, certainly not Dr. Kim Williams and I. So if you just say from today on, and you probably do this already because you're at this conference, I'm not going to smoke. I'm going to be physically active without hurting myself every day. And I'm going to make diet a quality priority. You're well on your way to avoid the number one killer of heart disease in people in the United States. And that's what Dr. Ornish, who uses this slide, and some people credit it to even earlier experts like Dr. Dennis Burkitt from England, who was a pioneer in preventive medicine, that I trained as a heart attack doctor, a stent doctor. Others of my colleagues trained as bypass surgeons, vascular surgeons. We had the best MOPs there were to fix you up when you had a stroke, a heart attack, an unstable emergency room visit, a sudden death that we revived you from. But the sink is the real cause. The sink is the diet. The sink is the stress. The sink is the smoking. The sink is the poor sleep. The sink is, to some extent, genetics. And we have to learn how to turn off as many of those inputs that are flooding the floor as possible. That's a secret. Upstream cardiology, root cause cardiology, lifestyle cardiology. It's very rare, even though you're going to hear two cardiologists, Dr. Williams and myself, talk about it today. You couldn't find eight others real easily to talk about it across the United States, although the numbers are growing, and anybody who gives patients nutrition advice, lifestyle advice, pat on the back for sure.